what are you going to do recreationally at the moment? I mean, there's so much stuff we can do. The one thing we don't have a lot of usually is time. The one thing we're being told, thanks to the fact we have to do stuff like socially isolate, is to have time. So I want to give you a clue of something that you can use to create stuff in your time. Here come a couple of clues. One in the form of a commercial from years ago.
Kills cockies near as good as two bits of wood.
Hit them with the old people.
Right. The other one is this creature, which has always found something creative to do with it. Not native to Australia, of course, I do refer to the woodpecker. Yes, we are talking about the joys of wood. Would you believe that thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, it brought everything to a halt, and private workshops, school incursions, festival gigs, shows and other public events have meant that the joy of wood has, well, kind of become unjoyous. But we're going to make it joyful again, and we're joined on the program by Greg Miller. Hello, Greg.
G'day, Chris. How are you?
How are we going to make this wood joyful again? You talk about the joy of wood, and then suddenly I can't do this because we have to socially isolate. We can't come together. But, you know, roundabout now is about the time we've got time to do something with wood.
Absolutely. Look, Chris, we are amongst the many thousands of people out there who are having to reinvent what they do, rejig it to deal with the fact that we can't work face-to-face with people anymore. So in the past, like not my normal week, I'm working with people, teaching traditional woodworking hand skills. So that's being alongside people. We work with people from all walks of life and all ages. But of course, now we're having to rework that because we can't do it in that form. So I'm on a big learning curve.
Beautiful. Well, let's talk from the very beginning. The joy of wood. You, yep. That is Greg Miller. Basically, to put it in simple terms, I guess you teach people how to woodwork as a hobby.
Yes and no. I also have tradies who want to up their skills. So my working life has been spread between being a youth worker and being a professional woodworker in sort of cabinet making, furniture making and joinery.
Okay. Yep.
And so what I love is that when all of these things have come together in this little enterprise called the Joy Wood, which has been going for 10 years now. And, yeah, so what we love to do is share people the traditional skills. So we're not using electric stuff. We're doing it all by hand.
Oh, so if you're drilling, you're actually using a drill. You're not using an electric drill, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh. So it's delightfully physical and tactile, involves the whole body and the brain. And you're in control, and it's just delightful.
So I'm guessing you've had to go online.
Yes, that's the challenge for an old bloke like me, to go online with all this stuff. So we do a lot of work with kids. We always like to encourage kids and parents to do things together in a lot of our public workshops that we used to run. So what we're heading towards is encouraging people in this time that they have to instead of getting cranky, as you say, with cabin fever, but to get carving. What I love about wood carving, and especially whittling, is that you need very little gear to do it, and it is amazingly engaging. So I do quite a lot of work normally with kids with special needs, you know, hyperactive kids and all sorts of people, and I find that carving, wood carving and whittling, is a fantastic way of getting people focused and concentrate. It's almost meditative, and it's absolutely delightful to be doing things with your hands.
The other question that I have to ask you is, how hard is this stuff to learn? You look at some of the things that people create, and you think to yourself, that is amazing. You admire the work, and then you imagine, gee, I wonder how hard it would really be to do that. And you imagine the answer is very hard. I know you're going to tell me otherwise, so I'm curious to hear what you have to say.
I'm going to tell you it's a piece of cake, Chris.
I knew that you would. I'm now going to ask you how.
Skills are something that you learn, aren't they? It's something that you acquire from practice. It's amazing how much we often learn from our parents and people around us when we were kids. And for a lot of people, they come and they do a workshop with us or whatever, and they say, well, I haven't done this since I was at school. Or I remember doing this to help my granddad in his shed. And that's one of the great things about it, is we can tap into that stuff tucked away in people's brains. But one of the things we've been doing is we're putting sort of little YouTube clips up, providing instructional stuff that's free for people to access just to help them learn those basic skills. And then we make some of the gear available. on an Etsy shop as well. But really, it's really about, like, people have got time. And what's beautiful, one of the great things that's come out of the whole
everything
COVID-19
that we can put aside is time. Yeah. It's funny, isn't it, that we've often said, gee, I'd love to do that, Greg, I just don't have time. Well, actually, in many cases, the one thing we do have right now is time.
That's right. In fact, it's got to the stage for many people as they're looking for things to do because they've got more time than they know what to do. You see some fantastic stuff on the internet, don't you? People being really creative, doing crazy things. And that's just delightful. And creativity is so good for the human soul. And that's one of the things that we love about teaching people to work with their hands is how good it is for the body and for the mind. There's a really strong connection between the brain and the hands. And that's why this stuff is so powerful for child development. It's getting those bits talking together. And so for so many people who live quite sedentary lives and might just stare at a computer all day, this is just totally different stuff, creating with your hands, which really gets us in touch with your inner being. It's wonderful stuff.
How do we find out more about this called The Joy of Wood? I know that you created it. But, just imagine, touched a button there, so how are we going to find out more about it?
Well, there is a lot of joy in playing with wood and traditional skills. So we have a Facebook page, we have an Etsy shop, we have a YouTube channel, we're on Instagram, and it's all The Joy of Wood. That's what gets you there. And so we're trying to rejig the business to deal with the change. And so because we can't have people alongside, we're wanting to reach into people's homes and provide them the skills, the inspiration, access to the tools. We're sending wood out to people. So I'm going to the post office every day, sending off parcels of wood and tools and things to people. And that's a whole different ball game. And I've got myself in front of a camera doing YouTube videos. So I'm on a big learning curve here too. But I'm very upbeat about it. This is about shifting our kind of, you know, the way we do things so that we can respond at this time. And I think one of the real benefits out of this whole process is a lot of people will have the opportunity to slow down and think about what's really important.
And not
you know
only
we're
that,
out on the social stuff.
I would argue it will also present a golden opportunity to develop a hobby. I'm well aware, in fact, the reason I found out about you is because I know my producer, Kira, has taken an interest in this sort of thing and taking up a hobby. And I wonder, for example, how many people are now potentially going to have an opportunity to develop a hobby?
Yeah, look, I think that's a really good thing. I think the timing is interesting too, Chris, because all over the world, in the Western world, we've seen this big move back to what we call a maker's movement. But people are getting tired of mass-produced stuff and they're looking to have things that are well-made and have that connection. It's like when you go to the farmer's market, you want to talk to the person who's produced the food that you want to buy from them. It's the same in the world with a big move back towards handicrafts. There's sewing groups everywhere. There's crocheting groups. There's people doing woodworking together. There's blacksmithing's gone mad. We've got all of these things going on where people are engaging together with one another in these old skills because of the satisfaction that comes, but also the connection that people that comes for people out of doing this stuff together. That's one of the things I love about the hand to woodworking, is people, you don't have to wear earmuffs. People can work alongside each other and talk and laugh and connect and chew the fat. And that's one of the delightful things about working with our hands. So we love building community. We love building connections. And at the same time, we're building people.
Excellent stuff. Hey, Greg, we're out of time now. Greg Miller, thank you very much for your time. It's much appreciated. And hopefully we're getting a little bit closer to understanding the joy of wood.